This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving on to a story about names, specifically our Prime Minister's name. So earlier this week on Wednesday, Chief Secretary to the Government sent out instructions that civil servants will now have to use the Prime Minister's legal name in government documents. So Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's legal name on his identification card is actually Mahiyadin Muhammad Yassin. So this was issued as an internal memo dated the 3rd of June by the Prime Minister's office. And therefore, the Attorney General Chambers has advised that all documents must now identify the PM as Mahiyadin Muhammad Yassin. So this comes on the wake of reportedly a High Court ruling in April, and that revoked a detention order that the minister had signed on the grounds that it uses his adopted name and not his official name from his identity card. So that brings about this question, an interesting question of what many are calling the distinction between a nama glamour and an official name, and whether when you're a public official, does it matter when you sign official documents under the name that isn't on your official identity card? So that's what we're going to be looking at today, really, this question of what's in a name when you are Prime Minister. So we'd love to hear from you. What were your reactions to this bit of news? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by lawyer Niu Sin Yu. Sin Yu, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So this is an issue that's actually been brought up several times, and for a while now, before we finally seen this official notice being given. Could you sum up why the PM's name and what he uses as his official name is a matter of interest?
Well, obviously, as the Prime Minister, his actual name is of great importance and interest, because to the layperson, he has always been known to be Muhyiddin. But legally, whether his actual name has been used in the making of official documents or instruments carries with it legal consequences. And recently, like you have pointed out, we have seen the court ruling that a person's detention was unlawful because the order was made in the name of Muhyiddin instead of Mahiyadin.
So could you expand on that? Could you tell us what happened in that Shah Alam High Court case that led to this new directive?
In a nutshell, there was a habeas corpus application by an individual against his detention order under the Dangerous Drugs Special Preventive Measures Act. I'm not going to go into the legalese of it, but habeas corpus is basically an application for him to be freed from his detention. Now, the detention order allows the authorities to detain him for 2 years without trial. So it's a very serious order. And this individual challenged the detention order on the grounds that the order was signed by Muhyiddin instead of Mahiyadin. So preventive detention being something that seriously infringes on a person's fundamental liberty, it must comply with all the procedural requirements under the law. And one of these procedural requirements is that the order needs to be signed by the minister. And the minister, and here's where it's important, and the minister as gazetted was Mahiyadin, not Muhyiddin. Well, of course, one might ask, what's the difference? Well, this being a very serious order made, we could be assuming that Muhyiddin Yassin, which signed the order, is the same as Mahiyadin, or the Muhyiddin, which we know to be a prime minister. But in a court of law, there needs to be, the court needs to be very certain as to who exactly made that order. That's why Mahiyadin instead of Muhyiddin was very important.
I keep hearing the Ministerial Functions Act of 1969 being brought up in relation to this. How does that come into play here?
The Ministerial Functions Act is a law which sets out who the minister is and what function they have been conferred with. There's about 800 laws in Malaysia, and there's a lot of laws which requires the minister to exercise certain powers or functions like making orders or signing documents. And, you know, we have a very large cabinet. So this act is meant to give legal force to the exercise of power and function by a minister tasked with exercising such power and function. And it's there to prevent an overlap of power and function being exercised by different people, as well as to give notice to the public who's the proper person to exercise such power. And in this case, the then Home Minister was Mahiadin. So only the person named in the Gazette under this Ministerial Functions Act could exercise the powers of the Home Minister. So Muhyiddin, in the eyes of the law, was not the Home Minister. That's why when the detention order was signed, it was signed by a person who was not named in the Gazette and therefore could not exercise the powers of the Home Minister. And that's why the detention order was defective.
So what does this verdict mean for previous orders or forms that he signed under Muhyiddin Yassin, his glamour name?
Well, it really depends on what he had signed. I certainly don't think the court ruling has blanket application to invalidate all orders or forms he signed. But as far as detention orders are concerned, which I repeat is a very serious infringement on a person's liberty, all procedural requirements under the law must be complied, including having the correct name and the correct person signing the detention order. Media releases, non-legal documents, I don't think all those are affected.
We have a question, or rather a remark, which I think a lot of people have actually been asking from Brian over WhatsApp. And he wants to know, I would be interested to know if the Prime Minister used his legal name when standing for election within his constituency and in his appointment as PM. And I suppose by extension, does that matter?
I think it does. Because when you run for election, you need to produce your IC, and the name needs to be the name in your nomination form needs to be the same as what is there in your IC. So he might be popularly known to be Muhyiddin Yassin, but when the Gazette comes out, when all these official announcements are made, it would have to name his correct name, which is Mahiadin.
When do these sorts of names become legally enforceable? So if the Prime Minister wanted the name Muhyiddin to be considered legal, what avenues does he have?
Well, he should change his IC to reflect his alias, which is Muhyiddin Yassin. Generally, glamour names are not recognised in legal documents as being the actual name. And you know, there's a good reason for that. It's meant to act as a safeguard against identity issues. Imagine if you use your glamour name, let's call it Mud Rock, for example, and that name is present in your land title. Someone else comes along and say that he is Mud Rock and he claims your land. How is the authorities going to decide who is this Mud Rock as referred to in that land title? And, you know, there would be problems. And this is an actual case, by the way. So the problem is actually very real. And that's why there's a reason why glamour names are not used in legal documents.
So to your knowledge, has something like this happened before at this level?
No, not for a minister. So I think, you know, this can be considered as a mistake, a gaffe by probably the civil servants, you know, in putting him as Muhyiddin Yassin. But I think, you know, they would probably have went through the same shock as we have, finding out that, oh, Muhyiddin Yassin is actually not Muhyiddin Yassin.
What are some instances where this sort of technicality when it comes to names, when do they matter and when do they not?
You know, this might all sound very technical and trivial, but it's a very real problem, especially in old documents. I've seen in citizenship cases where the birth certificate records one name, but the person in the birth certificate was always known by another name. And by all of this person's friends, family, and community. And this person, and it's very common, they never registered for an IC, especially those living in the estates and rural areas. And many years later, after having a family and a child, this person want to obtain an IC because he probably needed to register the birth of his child. So he had to prove to JPN that he is, in fact, the person mentioned in the birth certificate. And the process that then becomes very difficult because he had to get his friends and any surviving members of his family to prove that he is actually the person named in the birth cert. So there are very serious legal implications that arise from the use of glamour names. So please use your IC name, even if you know it might not be one that you like.
Xin Yu, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That was lawyer Niu Xin Yu speaking to us about the PM's legal name change, rather. He's now officially known as Mahiadin. So let us know your thoughts on this. How did you respond to this news? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now, in keeping with that theme, here are the Ting Tings with That's Not My Name, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.